This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
While Tass is on a sabbatical, I'm hosting the show along with the host of Word for Word, Lisa Daniel. Paul is on panel and Fiona on social media. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Thank you, Peter Hitchener, and it's time for you to come back in and co-host. Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest-running news and current affairs show. It's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city on the world's best LGBTIQ radio station. You can listen to us on radio, by streaming, and, of course, via podcast, including Spotify. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present, future and emerging. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Good morning, Lisa.
Morning, Macca. How are you?
Good. Now, during the week, I want to give iSelect a bit of a commentary.
Do you? What have they done to you now?
Well, you know, you go on there to do a comparison on something, and I'm not spruiking for them. There are other comparison sites. And
so they do things like insurance companies,
credit cards, housing loans.
You know, telcos, so they do telcos?
Pet insurances, phones, all that sort of stuff. And
so you were chasing something up because your family.
Pet insurance. Mm. So to get the pricing, you have to put a phone number in and an email address. So you do that and then you get the pricing, and then what happens is these tools ring you. So I got 5 phone calls in a row. Anyway, the 5th one, you know, was robust. But what I'm told you need to do is in the phone number, you know, on the form when you're filling it in online, put their phone number.
Oh, so they can't contact you?
Yeah, and then the email address, put their contact email address.
Sneaky.
Yeah, but it's really annoying. It's really annoying. And when you read the conditions, it says, yes, they can ring you. Well, you know, there were 5 policies they quoted. I mean, I got 5 phone calls.
It could be a plot by a telco.
It could. God, no, they need the business. Yeah.
That's what I do at the moment.
Yeah, so what about you? Who do you want to slag off?
Look, a couple of things. Technology failures, I suppose.
Oh, it's MyGov.
MyGov, and I think the ATO is still... MyGov is impenetrable at the best of times, I've found. Yes. Every time I've tried to use it, I've wanted to jump off a cliff afterwards and never accomplished anything that I aim to do anyway. And by the end of the day, I didn't know what I was trying to accomplish anyway.
They should just call it My Failure.
Yes, they should. And also the Telstra site was down, so FPOS was inaccessible to hundreds, if not thousands of sites.
And there were people on the news, you know, on the television news and stuff talking about it. It's like, you know, when there's that one day the supermarkets are closed at Christmas or Easter.
Mm.
You know, it's like a scene from The Day After. You know,
Hoarders Anonymous.
People are wondering, oh, my God, you know, the shops are not open tomorrow. They've got a trolley full of shit they could barely push.
Well, you know, sadly, a lot of people were trying to get onto the MyGov using Telstra, so they've got their double failure.
That's right.
So yeah, very upsetting.
To get their tax refund.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, probably to avoid paying a bill.
Yeah.
So that was amusing. I always find tech failures amusing if they don't affect me, of course. Mm. If they do affect me, then I'm outraged.
Barnaby Joyce had a comment on global warming. He said he'd much rather have global warming than an ice age.
Oh, I saw that, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he also made a comment about Joe Aston, who writes Rear Window for the Fin Review, who's actually, you know, in Los Angeles, based mostly in LA these days. And he'd said something and Barnaby said, oh, well, look, I know you don't like me and everything, but you need to be more gentle on your nose, Joe. What do you think he was inferring?
I don't know.
It's awful.
Can we talk about Amal Clooney?
The beef eater. Oh, sorry.
I had been warned.
A Clooney, yes.
Yes. So she called out...
A cluster of Cloonies.
She called out the Australian media this week for, well, likening them to the North Korean media, which was interesting. The government in terms of media raids.
Well, they both use the same
freedom
subject,
of media.
By the look
that's
of it.
A, yeah. But the one thing that annoys me about Amal, not that she's a friend of mine, I'm sure, sure she'd like to be a friend of mine. Well, hello, if you're out there, Amal. Why did she take Clooney's surname?
Yeah.
She's a famous human rights lawyer. She's got her own name. I find that, in this day and age, quite bizarre. I can see it troubles you.
Well, actually, in same-sex marriages, there isn't really a custom, is there?
No.
Sometimes you combine them.
Some people make up their own names.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting.
Texas. Like, if we were to marry in a same-sex situation, if you, one of us, anyway,
what
Mac Dan.
Mac Dan or Dan Mac?
Dan Mac.
Yeah. What do you got there?
Can I give you a bit of feedback on last week that we've had sent in by Anonymous?
Sure.
That's fine. And I wasn't here for this, so I don't even know why I'm talking about it, but let's talk about it. I just wanted to let you know that your segment last week about dementia was really good. The anecdote about the woman forgetting how much she was drinking mirrored exactly what one of my friends was going through with their parents. My mate and I took a walk today and we spoke about my own relative's experience with memory loss and also what I heard on Saturday magazine. Because of this conversation, my mate is now armed with better information on how to approach the issue and that my friend isn't alone. So thanks. Your hard work and efforts are appreciated and you're actively helping people improve their lives. Keep up the good work. Well done, Macca.
Well, look, you know, it was a really interesting segment and I've always had some other feedback about that. And, you know, dementia... is something that, you know, the stats tell us. I'm probably a bit closer to it than you, Dano.
Hope so.
But it's something that we are likely in our lives either to have indirect experience with a relative.
Because we're living longer.
Living longer, or, you know, with a partner or with ourselves or with friends. And it's a pretty serious issue. And, I'm glad we're able to talk about it. But that feedback, thank you for that. It means a lot to us that... you know, we're hitting the mark.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.